Vermont House Democratic leaders say the passage of a mandatory paid family leave bill will be one of their top priorities in the 2020 legislative session. But Governor Phil Scott has said he would likely veto it. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
During the 2019 session, both the House and the Senate passed their own versions of a mandatory paid family leave bill. But disagreements over the bill and over legislation raising the state minimum wage were not resolved, setting the stage for a renewed debate in January at the State House. Under this plan, employees would be eligible for 3 months of paid time off for the birth of a child, or 2 months to provide care for a sick family member. It would be financed with a payroll tax, between 2/10 and 5/10 of 1%. For House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, there are few issues on her agenda that are as important as paid family leave.
I think a program that helps employees balance their work responsibilities and their family life is very important. We need a better system for how to take care of families. If we want Vermont to work for families, we need policies that support families.
The major issue in this debate is whether the plan should be voluntary or mandatory. Governor Phil Scott thinks a paid family leave plan would help attract more young families to Vermont, but he wants it to be voluntary.
A paid family leave program would be helpful to Vermonters. I just think it should be voluntary. And I don't believe that we should have a payroll tax that would cost Vermonters $25 to $80 million a year in order to do it.
Last year, Scott joined with New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu to propose a bi-state paid family leave program that would initially be available to all state employees in Vermont and New Hampshire, as well as any businesses in the two states. But the proposal didn't gain much traction with Vermont lawmakers, and it faces an uncertain future in New Hampshire. Scott says Vermont doesn't need a partner to launch its own program.
If we can introduce this and bring in our state employees, start this off, and then have employers. I've spoken to employers who would love to take advantage of a program like this. They don't want a mandatory program, but they think that this could work.
Speaker Johnson says the economics work against the voluntary plan. Because the pool of participants would be a lot smaller, she says premiums would be a lot higher.
People don't participate, which then makes the premiums even higher, and it winds up in this negative reinforcing spiral, and it's not successful, and Vermonters deserve better.
Governor Scott is floating out a compromise. Start with a voluntary program, and if it's not successful, then make it mandatory.
Let's walk before we run. Let's prove this out. Let's see how it works. I mean, what's the harm in doing this as a voluntary program? And see if people engage. And if it doesn't, you can always move to a mandatory system.
But Speaker Johnson says many Vermonters need these benefits as soon as possible.
And what's important is the all-in, because you honestly don't know when you're going to need this. It's not just about a new family member. It's about a sick family member as well. And we want to make sure that it's a shared responsibility and it's affordable.
Governor Scott has made it clear that he will likely veto a mandatory bill. The question for the Democrats is whether they can muster enough support to override his veto. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.